Hi, my name is Mark. My website address is anxietyhypnotherapist.org. Today we're going to be talking about thoughts. Is it possible to change what you think? Do you have obsessive thoughts? How can we change our thoughts? Can hypnosis help to change your thoughts? Everyone thinks things they don't want to think. If someone tells you they never have thoughts they don't want to have, they never have negative thoughts, they never imagine things they don't want to imagine, they're lying. So it's not possible to completely change all your negative thoughts, to never have a negative thought, to never obsess about anything ever again. But it is possible to reduce those thoughts and to reduce obsessing over negative thoughts and things you don't want to be thinking about. Here is how you can do it. So the first thing you need to do is to stop fighting those thoughts. What resists not only persists, but becomes stronger. Don't label your thoughts as good or bad. If you label your thoughts and try to stop the ones that you've labeled as bad, you're actually giving those thoughts your focus. And what you focus on, you're going to get more of. So don't label them. Just allow them, let them be, notice them. Practicing mindfulness can really help when it comes to labeling things and fighting against things. And hypnosis is a focused state of attention, which means regularly listening to hypnosis recordings can really help you to start to increase your ability to be mindful and stop you from fighting against things you don't want to have. Start to frame your thinking more positively. If I tell you not to imagine someone sitting on a toilet, you have to imagine someone sitting on a toilet so you know what not to imagine. So if you're telling your mind, I don't want to have this thought, your mind has to bring up that thought to know what the thought you don't want to have is. So what you want to do is to start framing things positively. You want to tell yourself, I want to have more positive thoughts. You don't want to tell yourself, I want to have more or less negative thoughts. You want to tell yourself, I want more positivity in my life. I want to experience more positive things. I wonder what your life would look like with more positivity. I wonder what you'd notice if your thoughts were more positive, if your thinking was more lucid and clear. What would a more lucid mind look like for you? Let me know in the comments below. And change your focus. One way you can change your focus is to set goals, to know what your goals are, to know what you want to achieve in your life, and to focus on working towards those goals. How would focusing on your goals improve your life? Gratitude journaling is a great way to change your focus. So before you go to bed at night, write down 10 things that you're grateful for that day. Doesn't have to be big things. It could be, you know, the smallest things. It could be, I'm grateful the sun was shining because it feels good on my skin. Could be, I'm grateful it rained because it's good for the flowers. So finding positives. And if you do this every night before you go to bed and write down 10 things that you're grateful for during the day, you're going to go to bed in a more positive mindset. You're going to wake up in a more positive mindset. As I said previously, what you focus on, you're going to get more of. So by gratitude journaling, by focusing on positive things, you're going to actually start programming your reticular activating system to find more positive things in your life. And question your thoughts. When you find yourself having a negative thought, ask yourself questions like, why am I thinking this? Where does this thought come from? What's the evidence that this thought is true? What's the evidence that this thought is not true? What would it look like if the opposite were true? What's the evidence that the opposite is true? If you like these tips and want more, check out my negative self-talk course in the comments below.